just happen to be listening to the good stuff right now, welcome. We're very happy to have you here. It's Mike and Kim Burge.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news since 1963. Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, top-notch horse operations, and leading sheep producers. It's all in the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Indeed, Mike. Okay, so what do you have today?
I have something that was submitted by Julie Mankin about life.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got something called the grass cutting days.
Ooh, that sounds good. Let's start with that.
Yeah, stepping back a little bit. The pastor called me to come forward. I walked to the pulpit confident and proud. I looked out at my family. Some wore somber expressions. Others had faces still damp with tears. Then I gazed down at the black, shiny coffin crowned with yellow flowers. My father, Charlie Lyons, was gone. It was my turn at his funeral earlier this year to pay tribute to the man who taught me so much growing up on the north side. How do you sum up a lifetime in 10 minutes? I flashed to Dad holding the handlebar and jogging alongside my bike until I felt ready to ride on my own. I saw him pulling up to my broken-down car at night, doing a quick fix and trailing me home. I thought of the hug we shared at my wedding. Then I started talking about a special moment I draw from now. Dad was always full of advice, but one of the biggest lessons he taught me one summer was about having a strong work ethic. When my brother and I were growing up, we mowed yards during the summer to earn pocket change. Dad was our salesman. He pitched our service to neighbors and offered a price they could not refuse. My brother and I got $10 a yard. Some yards were half an acre. I later found out our friends were charging $20 or more for the same amount of work. Every time we headed out to mow lawns, Dad was there to watch. I used to wonder why he came with us. He stood supervising our work in the sticky Florida heat when he could have been inside relaxing with air conditioning and an icy drink. One day we were cutting our next-door neighbor's yard. She always waited until the grass was knee-high to call us over. To make matters worse, we had an old lawnmower that kept cutting off as we plowed through her backyard jungle. This particular afternoon, I was finishing up and I was tired and sweaty. I pictured the tall glass of Kool-Aid I would gulp in a minute to cool down. I was just about to cut off the lawnmower when I saw Dad pointing to one lone blade. I thought about the chump change I was getting paid for cutting grass so high it almost broke the mower. I ignored him and kept walking. Dad called me out and yelled, "You missed a piece!" I frowned, hoping he would let me slide and go home. He kept pointing. So, beat and deflated, I went back to cut that piece of grass. I mumbled to myself, "That one piece isn't hurting anyone. Why won't he just let it go?" But when I reached adulthood, I understood his message. When you're running a business, the work you do says a great deal about you. If you want to be seen as an entrepreneur with integrity, you must deliver a quality product. That single blade of grass meant the job was not done. Other neighbors took notice of the good work we did, and we soon garnered more business. We started out with one client, but by the end of the summer, we had five, which was all we cared to handle because we wanted time to enjoy our summer break from school, too. That lesson my dad taught me stayed with me. Be professional. If you say you're going to perform a job at a certain time, keep your word. Give your customers the kind of service you would like to receive. It shows how sincere you are and how much pride you take in your work. Though Dad's body lay inside the coffin, I felt his spirit there. I pictured him standing in the sanctuary, wearing the white t-shirt and blue shorts he did on grass-cutting days, always there for me and always proud.
Oh, there you go. That's a feel-good story, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I would like to share something written by Mother Teresa.
I'm waiting. That sounds great.
Life is an opportunity. Benefit from it. Life is beauty. Admire it. Life is a dream. Realize it. Life is a challenge. Meet it. Life is a duty. Complete it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is a promise. Fulfill it. Life is sorrow. Overcome it. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is a struggle. Accept it. Life is a tragedy. Confront it. Life is an adventure. Dare it. Life is luck. Make it. Life is life. Fight for it. From Mother Teresa. So Julie Mankin sent that into the Good Stuff program.
How awesome.
Thank you, Julie. And
That's
thanks
great.
For listening to the Good Stuff.